It's time for you to be empowered. The Secret Temple and Law of Attraction with Miracle Mentor and Alchemy Life Coach, Robert Zink. And now, America's Mentor of Light, Robert Zink.
Hello, everybody. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, whatever time you're listening to this special Law of Attraction podcast. I am your miracle mentor, your mentor of light, Robert Zink, delighted to be bringing you this timely podcast on the Law of Attraction. Want to thank everybody who has been writing us letters. We appreciate your letters. And for all the people that are sharing our podcast on their Facebook page, it helps us out tremendously, reach more people. You know, I firmly believe, see what you think on this one, that the world becomes a better place as people become more personally empowered. You know, I think what happens is a lot of people in today's world feel very disempowered. And they don't know what to do with their lives. You know, back 100 years ago, 200 years ago, the majority of people worked the soil. So no matter what was going on in your life, if you worked the soil and you grew crops or you raised livestock, you had a sense of accomplishment and empowerment. Now, you still may have been poor and not making a lot of money, but you had that sense that you did something, that you accomplished something, that your life had meaning. You had this connection with the land. But that doesn't exist today. People live in high-rise apartments. We have no connection to anything except Facebook and LinkedIn. So people are losing their empowerment. And then, of course, you go into the big cities and you've got millions and millions of people who are wandering aimlessly day after day and they have no sense of empowerment. So they turn to where they might find some, or at least they believe they'll find some, and that is drugs, you know, illegal activities, crime, that kind of thing. Well, I believe if we can reach these people, starting with you and I and everyone else that we know, we can really change our world, get everybody paying it forward, everybody empowered, feeling good about their life and where they're going and what they can do. So I appreciate it. It's more than just a casual appreciation. I appreciate it when you write us a positive review on iTunes and give us those 5 stars. I deeply appreciate it when you share what we're doing and the message we have on your Facebook page or your LinkedIn page or with Twitter feed. It's all good. We're reaching more people. And it's just very, very exciting. I just think we're all moving in the right direction now. There is a shift that has taken place. And little by little, I believe we can start moving in a very positive direction. Well, we're talking today about color and frequency and vibration and how that all intertwines with the law of attraction. First off, everything in the universe is made up of light energy. And this light energy moves at different frequencies. That's how different things are created. Now, the human eye is only able to see things made from the red spectrum to the violet spectrum. However, there are animals and various species, particularly birds, that are very capable of perceiving on the ultraviolet spectrum. And that's amazing. So there are a variety of spectrums and colors. And these colors each have a meaning. Now, there are different types of assignments to these colors. For example, we're going to be talking about the Eastern system right now, but I also am a teacher of the Western system, which is the Kabbalah. And the colors may be slightly different, or the attributions, but they're different in for different reasons. And so when you combine them together, as we did in our book, you know, you get a magnificent symphony, if you will, of colors on the human body. And that allows you the power to make changes in the body, healing, and healing your life. You know, it's all about healing. It's all about balance. It's all about putting yourself back into balance. And that's what these colors do. And so let's take a look at a few of them. And let's see how they play out, okay? We have the root chakra area, which is generally considered red. And it's at the base of the spine in that area. Now, I know most of you can't see the colors of the chakras. It takes a certain amount of training to be able to do that. But what you can do is you can kind of tap into, whether you are grounded. Do you feel grounded in your life? Do you feel protected? Do you feel you have this strong energy of survival in your life? If you do, then likely the red color is working well in your life, that red vibration of the root chakra. However, if you feel vulnerable, if you walk into a crowd of people and you immediately feel vulnerable, if you feel ungrounded, like you just don't know where to go next, what to do next, what to focus on next, then chances are you need more red energy in your life. So, focusing on the color red can be very, very empowering for you. If you're depressed, focus on red, on that red energy. And you might even see, you can close your eyes, and you can see a red, vibrant cloud of energy hovering over you in your imagination. And literally bring that cloud by breathing over your entire body. So you would breathe in and the cloud would descend. And then look around. See if there's more red energy above you in the form of a cloud. Breathe in and breathe it. Feel that cloud literally descend around your body. And then, as you exhale, feel it literally go into your body, as if it were penetrating your body through your cells, becoming one with your molecular structure. Now, that's a very simple exercise, but it is extraordinarily powerful. Well, then, of course, we have orange. And orange deals with sexuality, creativity, all of those kind of things. So where's your sexual energy at right now? Where's your creativity? A lot of people don't realize this, but sexual energy is very creative energy. The two kind of work hand in hand. So you can amp up your life by wearing some bright orange. Or again, close your eyes. Breathe in. And visualize an orange cloud above you coming in and around your body. And as you exhale, see the orange literally penetrate your body. And feel your sexual energy slowly but certainly beginning to grow. Now, if you are a writer or an artist or a designer, what a wonderful tool that you can use along with an affirmation or an incantation to ramp up your sexual creative energy. And by the way, If you're in sales, sexual creative energy is absolutely essential. It's that juice. It's that spark that just, you know, just makes you attractive and makes you, helps you to connect with other people. It's really, really powerful stuff. Let's go into another color here. Yellow. Yellow is, and this is the yellow of the sun. Focus on power and vitality. Power and vitality. And so, again, with this yellow, wear some yellow, perhaps. You know, people feel very good oftentimes wearing yellow gold. I know the trend right now is more towards white gold, but you find something that's yellow gold that you can wear. It will give you a sense of power and vitality. And again, you can do the cloud exercise with the yellow as well. Look, you absolutely need to feel a sense of personal power in your life. So the yellow becomes essential on a regular basis. And if you are not feeling powerful, start with this exercise, but also start by getting some sunshine. And I do recommend tanning salons. And I think you can get the UVB ray is what I think it's called. It's a little less of a burning, wrinkling kind of ray. But get about 10 to 15 minutes in a sun studio. I think you're going to find it rewarding and empowering and invigorating. And by all means, for personal power, it's absolutely essential that you have a regular supply of vitamin D in your life. So if you're not getting sun, if you're not getting that yellow spectrum energy, then you need to get some vitamin D. Okay? That'll raise your level of vitality and the feeling of optimism and personal power up several notches. Okay? We're going to be right back, but listen, you've got to listen to this message. It's important. Okay, I'll be right back.
Unlock a world filled with wonder, magic, miracles, and prosperity. You can enjoy the life you always wanted through the power of creative visualization. Regardless of your current life circumstances, you can manifest miracles and drastically change your life through creative visualization. Would you like to remove all debt? Enjoy a passionate life of love and happiness? Make more money than you ever believed possible? Obtain health and vitality. Now you can. As part of the Success and Nothing Less series, Robert Zink and Rachel Haas have created a powerful program called Creative Visualization. In this program, you will learn the ancient secrets to creative visualization that will remarkably change your life. What are you waiting for? Download your copy now. Get started with creative visualization at www.lawofattractionsolutions.com. The Success and Nothing Less Creative Visualization Program is 100% guaranteed. Visit www.lawofattractionsolutions.com for details.
Hey, here we are again. We're continuing on with some colors for you. So the next one is green or pink. When I do healing work, the heart area or heart chakra is always green, but I'm always sending pink energy. So I'm going to let you go with what works for you. Green in the Kabbalah is passion. It's kind of that lusty energy. So I tend to like pink, but you go with what works for you, either pink or green. And as you're focusing on that energy, either wearing it or visualizing the cloud coming into your life and into your body and into your energy field. As you're doing that, feel yourself connecting to everything around you. Start thinking about all the things you love, starting with your body. You know, you love your body. You love your family. You love your community. You love your country. You love the trees and the sky and the stars. You know, you just get into this beautiful love energy and let it expand and grow. It's absolutely essential to be filled with love. Love is a powerful attractor, and it works, you know, beyond belief with the law of attraction. When you're filled up with love for everything and everybody, you just break down a lot of walls and you start attracting from all different angles. Okay? So green or pink is the color. Next, let's go to blue. And blue deals with communication. It deals with speech. And it deals with hearing. I like wearing a lot of royal blue because I want to be able to communicate and have a strong message to people. But I think it's important, particularly for some people who feel disempowered, like their words don't mean anything, like nobody listens to anything they say, right? To wear blue. To visualize that blue cloud. And do that exercise on a regular basis. And feel that sense of personal power. Your words are important. What you have to say does matter. So blue is a very empowering color for speech and hearing and communication in general. Also, what I do when I'm having trouble communicating with somebody, oftentimes I will visualize a cord or a ray, a blue energy ray between me and that individual. And I give it a few days and then I just kind of forget about it. And certainly the communication picks up. It's absolutely amazing. The next is intuition, psychic abilities, kind of that gut level feeling. And the color is indigo. And of course, indigo is a very powerful color also because it tends to codify other colors. It tends to bring other colors together. So you're not just floating out there. But when you're wearing some indigo or you're visualizing some indigo, you're bringing all the other colors together as well. And it's absolutely wonderful for your intuition. And then, of course, pure white or purple. I like white with a dash of purple associated with spirituality, enlightenment, and divine source. That one is a daily one. Visualizing that white with light purple, feeling it coming into you, connecting with the Godhead within you and the Godhead outside of you. They're one and the same. The Spirit is in me and I am in the Spirit. You get it? And the more you focus on connecting with Source, the more you're going to find things move smoother and easier in attracting the life you want. Because you're going to realize that there's nothing stopping you from having your desires fulfilled except yourself. Okay, we are out of time. I hope this helps you out. Put it to use. Write me a letter if you're using it. Let me know how it's working. I expect only good things. And be sure to pay it forward. Help somebody out today. Send somebody some positive color. Okay? We'll talk to you soon. Have a great day. Bye-bye.